Oh, Gravity Falls, it is good to be back!
Welcome to the See You Next Time podcast. I am Raul Rodriguez, and here's with me my good, really good friend, Billy Pollahan.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah. So today we're talking about Carpe Diem.
Season 1, episode 16.
Yes, 16th episode. We're so freaking close to the finale of the first season. It's crazy. Yes, this is another one of those one-off adventures, but it's a fun one, as it does a lot of body switching. The episode starts off with Mabel and Dipper having an indoor golf course that they made. And of course, being kids, they're hitting it as hard as they can and just wrecking the entire room. One point, Dipper hits the ball, and it bounces off the walls, and it crashes through the window, and it hits Stan right in the head. Dipper is just like, yes, stand shot. Is that legal? And then Waddles is eating the scorecard. The judges say it's out of bounds. And it's just them having fun and being siblings, enjoying the summer. But then Mabel...
Mabel was like, oh, that's my alarm. I was like, there's my friend is coming over. I was like, your friends? And then Dipper was like, candy, sleep packs. I'm sorry, it was like sleep packs, rom-coms, dating games, oh no. And then you see Grandma and Candy sleepover. And it was like, ah! And then we cut into the intro.
Yes, it is a sleepover. And it cuts to Mabel, Candy, and Grandma. And Mabel just goes, okay, so how much do you like boys? So much. Boys make me think about kissing. Candy, oh my gosh. We are so crazy tonight. Ah. Oh, yeah, and Grenda. Ah. Because of the voice. Grenda's voice is just so deep and hilarious.
Who wants to smear makeup on my face?
Make me beautiful. Make me beautiful.
Her enormous hands.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And she's just destroying everything because she's like Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh,
kind of even looks like Wreck-It Ralph. I know, I'm an asshole.
Nah, Grenda is cool. Oh, what if Grenda is the daughter of Wreck-It Ralph?
Interesting theory.
Mm-hmm.
But Dipper's in the same room, which is the worst idea if it's an all-girls sleepover. He should be somewhere else, which is what he does. So Dipper is trying to find somewhere because he has a pillow and blanket, and he goes up to Seuss, who's screwing something in. The fact that Seuss is still there, but he just goes, hey, can I sleep in the break room? And he's like, yeah, of course, dude. But it just turns out to be a very cramped room with hazardous pipes and steam. It's a boiler room, which is Seuss is just like, you just gotta make your body go like a video game puzzle block. Beepity boop boop beep beepity boop bop, boop, boop.
And he's like, ow! The burn! Ow! Ooh, I like that.
Oh, the trick is to hurt perfectly still. And he rests his hand on a pipe, but it's hot. So he just goes, ow, wait, wait. Ow, wait, wait. Ow, wait, wait. As he's walking away, he's just like, ow, that actually kind of felt good that time. So Dipper goes outside to sleep, and he starts getting attacked by a wolf. And then Mabel, Candy, and Grenda, they're actually singing Baba, because you hear Disco Girls.
Yes.
And Dipper just goes, this is still better. So yes, they wake up and it's like they had a hangover or whatever. Mabel has there's something like,
yes!
There's something about Mary hair with party girl misspelled on her forehead. On her forehead!
And then Grenda's taped to the wall.
No, Candy's taped to the wall.
Grenda,
Grenda was in the closet, and she just goes, I don't know what I was kissing there, but I have no regrets. And then it was a good night, so they call it a night. And Mabel's just like, hey, you want to eat this leftover pizza? It's got glitter on it. Gross. And he goes, last night an owl tried to eat my tongue.
And then Dipper proposed, it was like, we cannot keep doing this. I was like, you cannot have more sleepovers. I'm like, ah, so you cannot keep it like doing some night reading. I don't do like loud night reading. And then we see Dipper reading a book that says The Sibling Brothers in the Case of the Caper Case Caper. And then he's clicking the pen. I was like, ooh, but who stole the caper? Clicking the pen and Mabel cannot sleep.
Yeah, and we also forgot about the fun stick.
Ah, yes.
Dipper's just like, well, at least my braces don't whistle when I breathe. That one hurt. I had braces for a long time. And Mabel's just like, at least I wash my clothes. And Dipper's like, washing clothes is a waste of time. I'm a busy guy. Which, ew. But also, he is 12. So they decide to sleep in separate rooms now. They're getting a divorce. Dipper goes to Grunkle Stan about moving rooms. Mabel's just like, he's a reasonable guy. And then Stan is just watching people fight. He's going, fight. Yep. He goes from two dudes pushing each other to two deer fighting each other. And then baby fights.
Yes!
And then one baby's poked with a stick and the two begin slapping each other.
Yes.
TV knows what I want. But yes, then Dipper comes in and is just like, we want different rooms. And he just goes, ha, and I want a pair of magic money pants. It's not going to happen. Magic money pants? Yeah, we can work something out. Look, there's my room and the attic. That's it. What do you think? There's some kind of secret hidden room in the shack? Dudes, I found some kind of secret hidden room in the shack. So yeah, he was cleaning up. Sue says, okay, so I was cleaning behind this bookcase when, boom! Mystery door. The old shack is full of weird secrets. Which it is. And it looks like a pretty good room. Very 70s, I would say. Because of the shag carpet.
Yeah, and also pretty big. And also, a little detail that I have never noticed before. There's like a calendar, and I think Dipper is staring at it, and it says July 4th. And at the bottom, it says 1982. So something happened there 30 years ago. It's a big clue.
That's a good trivia.
Also, I think we said it a few episodes ago, but this is canon. Alice Hirsch. The whole summer is 2012.
Oh yeah, it's very of its time. So they're cleaning this filthy room.
They're cleaning the room. I was like, I want the room, and then I want the room, and then because they found the key, and then so I was like, ah, you both want the room. What if I gave the room for the one that likes me the most, the one that I like the most? I was like, no, you cannot do that. Yeah, maybe you have to earn it. Who sucks up the most to get the room? And then Mabel was like, oh, so Grandpa Stan, you look great today. 50 sucker points.
And it shows that Stan clearly has a bias and likes Mabel more.
Yes.
Much like the fans, everybody likes Mabel more. Because she's all bubbly and not afraid to do things. And Dipper is just a big stick in the mud. He goes, trying too hard. Minus 15 suck-up points. But then Mabel tries to do it. And then Stan is just like, trying way too hard, plus 50 suck-up points. He just goes, now who wants to retile the roof in searing 105-degree heat? And he gets them to do chores.
Yes.
And he just goes, hey, Stan, you're a good uncle. While they're fighting outside. And it's cutting to them mowing the lawn. Stan is just sitting there with some lemonade.
And then he's like, oh, this lemon drink. Happening reference. Oh, this lemon is great. Extra sucker points for the one who made this lemonade. And then they go back to the room. Dipper is like trying to chill, and the room was like, oh, I will win this room. And then it was like, Mabel was like, this room is good as mine. Give it up. I was like, Tipper was like, no, I'm going to win this. And I will never have to share anything ever again, as we see them slowly with their feet doing kind of like some static shock.
Generating some electrical energy.
Yes, with the carpet. Also, the carpet has a tag that's Experiment 78.
Oh, no, static.
Static.
That's what it is. They're building up static. Because when you rub on something that's staticky, then you could shock somebody. It reminds me of Family Guy when Peter did that.
Mm-hmm. And then we see that when Dipper says, we'll never share anything again, as he there slaps the hand of Mabel, and because of the shock, they exchange bodies.
It's a Freaky Friday situation. Oh, yes. And before that, Mabel said, I just made Stan an omelet shaped like his own face. And it was. And Stan just goes, I have seen the face of beauty. And he starts eating it. So, yes, then they're screaming. And at one point, Mabel as Dipper throws up in the toilet. That is there.
Yes, and then.
And also punching Dipper's stomach is like, get out. And Dipper's in a corner, just freaking out. His eyes, or her eye, Mabel's eyes, if that makes sense.
They're like, we need to find a way to undo this. I was like, maybe the static electricity makes us exchange our minds. And then Dipper has an idea of Mabel, and Dipper as Mabel. It's like, what if me as Mabel, I get less sucker points, and then I will win the room. And I love how Dipper was like, so chivious, so evil. At the same time, I was like, yes, I like it.
Yes, Dipper being selfish. Once again, and there's actually a problem I have with this episode now that I think about it. But he goes, ugh, braces are horrible. It's like my mouth hates me. Which is true. And Mabel just goes, I don't know why you're so sweaty and awkward. Again, very true. So Dipper, as Mabel, is trying to sabotage the contest so that Stan can give it to the body of Dipper. But in the mind of Mabel, goes, oh, Stan, I've always hated you. You know, they're just going crazy. I love that Stan just goes like, those cannibals are onto something. I taste delicious.
And then also Mabel, as it was like, your face looks like a butt. And I'm Mabel. I love destroying things. And then we cut out with Zeus cleaning the room, and he sees Waddles chilling on the carpet. It's like, oh, Waddles. You have it everything perfect, just chilling, being calm, with no responsibilities. Oh, I would like to wish to be a pig. And he touches Waddles, and now Susan's in Waddles' body.
I should wish for things more often, or wish for things out loud more often. So then Waddles goes around, Waddles in Seuss's body, and it's trying to walk out the door, is not used to peripheral vision, hits it three times before leaving. Then walks into the gift shop and licks the vending machine glass cover and then makes the postcard stand fall. But Waddles and Seuss's body is eating a t-shirt and freaks Wendy out.
Yes.
She's just like, I'll come back later.
And then we see Dipper as Mabel. And then we was like, and what I do now? And then Grandad and Candy shows up, and he gets dragged into a sleepover. And I love how Grandad was like, "Come on, Mabel, we're doing something really good tonight. We're gonna read my mother's inappropriate novels. They're not gonna read themselves."
Wolfman Bear Chest.
Yes, my name is Gerard, a creature of the night, and I'm also a creature of passion.
Ooh. Mabel is watching through the keyhole because no boys allowed.
And then Stan is like, oh, you're in that creepy phase of spying girls. I need to give you the talk about the birds and the bees. And then he takes Dipper Mabel into his office. I was like, I'm going to explain to you about the Peturian gland. He has big plans. I was like, no! And then we cut out with Mabel as Dipper. I was like, and that's the end. And now with the 38 sequels. No!
Oh, yeah. And while Seuss is going around town as Waddles, he finds a puddle of mud and goes, "Do I dare live out the cliche?" And he does. But then Old Man McGucket tries to eat him.
Yes. I was like, ooh, free meal. I'm a man in trouble with a pig's body. That's what they all say. And then we see Burbs and Durden. They're reading horoscopes. I was like, oh, my horoscope came true. And then we cut out with Dipper. I was like, my
child. Oh, no, it's a, now read mine. What are you, Gemini? You knew? Yeah, of course I knew. Some flirting there.
Mm-hmm.
Loves and Durlin. Totally doesn't mean anything. And now you know where babies come from. Oh, yes, and the book was titled, Why Am I Sweaty? Goodbye, childhood. And he just goes, you know, I find you more likable today than usual. Maybe you could win that game. I was going to give that room to Mabel, but then Mabel's just like, no, you should give it to Mabel, you big jerk. He goes, what did you just say to me? I said,
shut up, old man. You're fat and you're dumb.
You're a dummy. And take that. And then lightly punches his arm. He goes, finally standing up to me, huh? Which is a joke on the subtitles and on the script that I'm reading. It's standing, like, with an apostrophe and an N. And he just goes, I love it. Room belongs to you, Dipper. And no.
And then we see Waddles, Sue says Waddles in a corner. And he's like, oh, what are you going to do? And the monkey goes, I'm going to turn you into bacon. It's just, oh, that sounds really good. Wait, no!
Oh, yes. And then they're playing. The girls are playing Calling All Boys Preteen Edition. And Candy is talking to Kevin, the voice of the phone. Or Grenda is. And Candy just goes, Kevin has the voice of a robot. And Grenda goes, don't ruin this for me, Candy. Dipper as Mabel is like, gotta win the room. He goes, it's me, Mabel. I'm doing things you hate. And he flips over the table, is just wrecking stuff.
Yeah, and then as we see Stan, it's like Stan goes with Seuss. And then Seuss is, Waddles is in Seuss' body. It's like, sorry, Seuss, like, you know that times are tough, but I had to cut out your pay. And then we see Seuss as Waddles. Grass slowly Grandpa Stan's face was like, he's like, what is this some kind of like weird negotiation tactic? Okay, I will give you a raise. Jeez.
And then a lady walks in and is just like, hey, I can't find this place. Can you show me where it is? And Waddles just sees that he can go outside and just goes out there. And she's like, oh, you're going to show me. And before that, then Dipper as Mabel tells Grenda and Candy, why don't we give my brother a makeover so that Mabel as Dipper already has the room? And she goes, oh, I've already won the room. So I'll win if you can't come in here, and locks him out. But then they give Mabel as Dipper a makeover, and that's how they get on the carpet.
And they exchange bodies again. They go back into the rifle bodies. And then we see, I was like, what just happened? And then Mabel was like, it's kind of like a electricity, kind of like a shock thing. Like, so you move your legs like this and you touch someone, you will exchange bodies. And then Candy was like, oh, let me try it. And then she changes with Dipper. And then I love how Candy and Dipper's body was like, I'm a boy now. I'm going to grow up with some mustaches.
His mustaches are great.
And then they exchange, all of them exchange bodies. And then Dipper is in Grenda's body. I was like, oh no, but I do like having muscles.
And Grenda as Mabel is just like, wow, now I have tiny little doll hands. But they were going to switch back. But then Seuss as Waddles comes in with Old Man McGucket. And then everyone's switching bodies again.
And McGucket in Candy's body was like, I regained my innocence.
And Grenda is in McGucket's body and goes, cool, I'm Santa Claus.
And then we see Waddles and Dipper is in Waddles like, well, I'm a pig now.
And Seuss is in Grenda's body and just goes, this body's not that different from my old one. And then Blubs and Derlin come in, make it even more complicated, because they got some reports of excessive giggling. I believe that Candy and Grenda switch, or Candy and Grenda and Dipper and McGucket's bodies, they laugh and run into each other, but then they swap bodies with Blubs and Derlin. So they're in their bodies.
Yeah, and so then we see Dipper goes back into his body and Mabel too, and they're fighting.
Yeah, Dipper's is in Waddle's body, by the way. Mabel and Dipper end up back in their own bodies after several tries.
And then they're fighting, and they're fighting for over the key. And then at the end, Dipper says, well, yes, because I'm feeling really alone because you're spending a lot of time with your friends and you want to spend less time with me. Then Mabel feels bad, gives the key to Dipper. And then all of the others went back into their bodies. And then we see Seuss. It was like, oh my God, Seuss is still a pig. And I was like, no, I'm not. And then did you see McGucket behind him? I was like, I can still eat ya.
Yep. And then the doorbell rings and Seuss answers it. And it says Bandana Lady. And she just goes, the answer is yes, I will marry you. And he's just like, wait, I don't remember anything. And then she kisses him and he's like, okay.
Okay. She's like, cool.
So then Dipper gets the attic.
Mm-hmm. No, he gets the room and Mabel goes back into the attic.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And so we see Dipper at the room. It's like, ah, finally, my room. And then he's like, good night, Mabel. And then he sees that Mabel is not there. And then we see Mabel's like, ah, good night, Dipper. And then she sees that he's not there. And then Dipper knocks the door. It was like, can we have a sleepover? Yeah, of course. And they're playing mini golf. And then they hit Stan. Because also we skipped the Stan. I was like, well, you got your own. They got rid of the carpet. And that's why they hit Stan. I was like, why am I so late outside?
Mabel's just like, what are you going to do with the new room? And Dipper's like, I just gave it to Seuss to replace the horrible break room he was in. Hey, you know what the deal was with that lady? And then it cuts to the mid-credits. I don't think I could do this anymore. You just seem so different. And he just goes, look, dude, I'm playing a little bit of catch-up here. I was in a pig's body for most of the day. What's going on? Can we kiss again? Is that an option? And then as the Disney logo appears, you hear, ow, wait. And that is the episode, Carpet Diem. So, do you have any thoughts before we go on to trivia and all that shit?
Oh, I really like this episode because I really love the Freaky Friday shtick in a lot of like movies and TV shows. So I really like this episode, especially with the Joyce changing bodies, like with Grenda and the sleepovers, the Twilight jokes with the novels. I like this episode has a lot of jokes for me. I really like, especially Stan with like fight. Oh, TV understands me.
I agree. I like this episode a lot. Just because of the whole Freaky Friday situation is always a fun premise. Just the amount of movie parodies and all the stuff that they do is pretty amazing. I'm just going to do some continuity and trivia. So Mabel awakes from the slumber party with the Several Times movie on her face, referencing the next episode, Boys Crazy. The pair of glasses Stan picks up in the new room are the ones that somebody wore during their cameo in The Time Traveler's Pig. This is most likely the reason Stan acts in a suspicious way about the glasses and the room itself, since the room belonged to this person. And it's confirmed later in another episode, which I will not give the title of because it's a spoiler.
Nope.
We see Robbie's explosion muffin is still on the water tower, and the clone copy machine is still in Stan's office. Yeah, it's in the corner. This was watched by 3.36 million viewers on its premiere. Yeah, on its premiere night, 3.36 million. The name of the episode refers to the Latin phrase carpe diem, which means seize the day. If you've watched Dead Poets Society, you know this. This episode aired as part of Freaky Freakend on Disney Channel. Promotional stunt wherein 8 episodes from various shows have body switching episodes over the course of a weekend, because a lot of that, it makes sense, Freaky Friday is a Disney property. after all, remade, or it was there was the original with Haley Mills and then the remake with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, which is the one that I grew up on.
Amazing.
The omelet that Mabel makes for Stan is in the style of his face. It has his original fez design.
Oh, cool detail.
The bobbleheads that Waddles and Seuss's body knocks over in the gift shop show the new fez design. Like you pointed out before, the date circled on the calendar is the in the rediscovered room is July 4th, 1982. While this date on the calendar was a Thursday, July 4th, 1982 was actually a Sunday.
Nice.
1982 is the last year McGucket can remember. In another episode later in season two, it's also the year Stan started practicing a coin trick that he still hasn't been able to master to this day.
Yes.
And in the beginning of the episode, while playing a game of attic stuff mini golf, Dipper hits an artificial eye with his club. The eye proceeds to bounce around the room, only to crash through the window. The window has the shape of an equilateral triangle, and the eye crashes through its exact center, alluding to the Eye of Providence, a symbol often associated with Freemasonry, which in turn would be in line with the show's fascination and mystery. You can even freeze frame the exact moment when the eye passes through the glass. When this episode was put on iTunes, this one was labeled Boy Crazy by mistake. It's unclear if other characters hear the voice the audience hears or the one associated with that body. You know, because we hear their voices. So we hear Mabel's voice coming from Dipper's body, but it's unclear if the other characters feel that. Nobody seems to notice that Dipper and Mabel have apparently switched voices, but McGucket's able to understand what Seuss is saying, even though Seuss is in Waddle's body. In Dipper and Mabel's body, keeps the lines around the eyes and the style of drawing for his hair, while Mabel in Dipper's body keeps her loop-de-loop style or drawing style of hair. So they keep their hairstyles, but in the other body, if that makes sense. And yes, there is a cryptogram at the bottom of the page of Why Am I Sweaty that uses the Caesar cipher. Once decoded, it says, puberty is the greatest mystery of all. Also, go outside and make friends.
Ooh.
And the cryptogram at the end of this episode reads, but who stole the capers?
Interesting.
Referring to the book that Dipper was reading, The Sibling Brothers and the Case of the Caper, Case Caper. So yes, after that long-winded, crazy trivia, what did you think of Carpe Diem?
No, like I said, I really like this episode. I like the Freaky Friday stick. There was a lot of good jokes that I like. This is a really good episode. I will give this episode a 9.
Ooh, that's pretty high. I'm going to go slightly lower and give it an 8.5. I also really like the Freaky Friday premise. There's a lot of good jokes. Maybe not as many as I would have thought. And I didn't really like the fact that there's a pattern, which is Dipper does something selfish. Mabel feels bad, so Dipper has to undo that. This happened the past 2 episodes. It would be nice if it was reversed, if Mabel did something selfish and then did something nice for Dipper. There's not really a balance. This happens throughout the entire show.
Yes.
That is a problem for me. It's a nitpick problem, but it's still there. But overall, just really like the episode.
There's some people on Reddit that they don't like Mabel because of that. Because Dipper always gets that same shtick in all of the show.
It's very clearly favorite. There is clear favoritism for Mabel.
And as always, you can follow me at RaulVerRDC on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, and on TikTok at RaulVerRDC. And also you can follow the podcast at SYNSPod on Twitter. And you, Bill?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at B-Buster Bill. All the B's are capitalized. You can follow me on Instagram at Billy Batson's Lightning. Nothing is capitalized. And once again, you can follow our Twitter at SYNSPod and give us a like and review or give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, anywhere podcasts are listened to. We appreciate all of you that listen and once again, do the thing.
As always, see you next summer.
Remember, reality is an illusion. The universe is a hologram. Bye, gold. Bye.